Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons Tania, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has Sleepy Beauty Castle. To the right of the castle, you can see the Matterhorn. Below, guests are walking over the drawbridge, and you can see two white swans swimming in the moat. On the back it reads, Sleeping Beauty's Enchanted Castle stands guard over the entrance to Fantasyland, sharing the skyline with Disneyland Matterhorn. It's postmarked twice, once on July 26, 1962 with a Long Beach cancel, and a second time on July 30, 1962 with a Dover cancel, and a 4-cent Lincoln postage stamp, Scott number 1036. I assume they visited the park on Friday, July 27, 1962, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. The weather was a high of 79 and a low of 62. Park attendance that day was 30,975. It's addressed to Dr. and Mrs. Lewis Harold of Mount Wolf, Pennsylvania. It reads, We sure had a slow but interesting trip. Aldar Merriam. Due to a recent event I had at the park, I thought it'd be fun to review some of the times that I've been trapped or evacuated from an attraction. My earliest memory of being stuck on an attraction was back in the mid-80s. I have a vague memory of being trapped on either Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or Pinocchio's Daring Journey. All I can remember is the lights going out and the ride stopping temporarily while we waited for the power to come back on. I'm sure Disneyland has a stronger power grid now. The next time I remember being evacuated from an attraction was about 10 years ago in Disney California Adventure. I was riding California Screaming before it became Incredicoaster. I was a single rider, as my friend who was with me was unable to ride the attraction due to health reasons. The attraction started off as usual, but during one of the turns, I could hear a recorded message playing through the speakers. Once my roller coaster car slowed to a stop, I could hear it clearly saying, Please stay inside the vehicle. Cast members will be by to assist you. As I looked at where we stopped, I noticed it lined up perfectly with a graded area the length of the ride vehicle. The ride vehicle stopped just before the few dips that happened towards the end of the attraction and over Toy Story Midway Mania. On the Incredicoaster, it's where you see the multiple Jack-Jacks. The cast member that assisted us made sure that everyone felt safe getting onto the platform from the ride vehicle and slowly removed our overhead restraints and walked us to the stairwell two at a time. Once we got to the bottom, we were handed a fast pass for any attraction and sent along our way. Looking at the attraction after, I noticed all the different locations with graded platforms and flat surface areas so they can do similar evacuations. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a themed stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's Enfieldpost on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has the Matterhorn at night. The lighting makes the Matterhorn almost look a copper color, and the waterfall looks like it ends in a green cave. If you look closely, you can see the monorail track. On the back it reads, Matterhorn at night. Clearly visible from anywhere in Disneyland, the majestic Matterhorn Mountain makes a truly beautiful picture at night. High-speed bobsled runs carry guests down its slopes and through Glacier Grotto. It's postmarked July 30, 1964, and has an additional stamp date of July 31, 10 a.m., 64, with an Anaheim cancel and an 8-cent Capitol Dome and Jet airmail postage stamp, Scott number C-64. I assume they visited the park on Wednesday, July 29, 1964, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to midnight. The weather was a high of 90 and a low of 64. Park attendance that day was 32,377. It's addressed to Charles Ohl of Honolulu, Hawaii. It reads, "Dear Charlie, guess where I am? Having a great time here. Sorry, haven't written lately." The next attraction I can remember being evacuated from was Snow White's Scary Adventure. This was before the recent update to the Snow White attraction in Disneyland. While going through the scary forest, the attraction stopped, and a cast member over the intercom told everyone to remain seated. The work lights, which were fluorescent bulbs, turned on, and you could see a little behind the scenes and what the attraction looked like with full lights. The cast member who assisted guests off the attraction mentioned that one of the sensors was tripped and caused the attraction to stop. Since I was at the back half of the attraction, I was escorted out through the ending with other guests in a single file line as to not touch any of the scary trees or animatronics. The next two attractions that I've been evacuated from are attractions that most people have some kind of story of how they were stuck on or were evacuated from. Both of these happened within the last 6 months. Back in October, while visiting the park with my family, we were evacuated from It's a Small World. We were nearing the unloading section of the attraction, and I'm not sure what caused the attraction to stop and needed to be evacuated. But my wife, my mother, three of my aunts, my grandmother, and I had to step off the attraction near the overpass bridge where guests usually walk over and exit through the gift shop. Finally, my most recent ride malfunction was on Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye. While riding this attraction last week, the Jeep ride vehicle stopped just before turning into the skeleton blow dart hallway. We sat looking directly at one of the new additions to the attraction, which is a projection of a long hallway that collapses just before you make a right-hand turn. When the ride stopped, you can see the flames frozen along with any of the other animation halted. A recorded message came over the loudspeaker telling guests to remain seated, and a cast member came by just after they turned on the work lights. I could see that he had a small purse in his hand, likely the object that tripped the sensor to stop this attraction. As we sat waiting to be evacuated, we heard the recorded message to remain seated two more times before a live voice came over the intercom and said, "Please remain seated, your ride vehicles will now begin to move." We moved through the dart room with all the work lights on, and as we turned the corner to see Indiana Jones hanging from his rope near the boulder, the show lights turned back on and the work lights turned off, and we rode the rest of the attraction back to the loading and unloading station. The cast members asked if we'd like to ride the attraction again. We reset our safety belts and rode the full attraction without any issues. I was surprised by this, as I know this attraction can be very sensitive and usually takes a long time to restart after having an issue. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow RussRomano2021 on Instagram. In front of my incoming postcard has an illustration of a blue and white motor bus with a classic three-circle Mickey design in the center and a Mickey Mouse hood ornament on a top fin of the front of the bus. It's dated March 15, 2024 and postmarked with an Osaka, Japan cancel and two postage stamps, a 50 yen 1968 International Letter Writing Week stamp and another 50 yen 1967 Tokyo Universidad commemorative postage stamp. It reads, 3/15/24. Hello. Tokyo Disney World and Disney Sea are really cool. I thought the submarine ride and the huge boat at Disney Sea were really cool. Happy post-crossing, Trevor. Thank you so much for the postcard, Trevor. I really enjoyed looking up information about the Universidad postage stamp, as the word is a portmanteau of University and Olympiad, and this stamp was to commemorate the games being held in Tokyo. I also enjoyed the fun, unique-shaped postcard, and the Tokyo Disney Resort logo on the back with Tinkerbell flying near the castle with the slogan, "Happiness Everywhere." I currently have a friend who spent a few days in Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo DisneySea and got some really fun photos of mail-related details around the park. I hope I can visit there someday. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It would be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent from Disneyland or on Twitter at Sent from Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent from Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent from Disneyland podcast.